So how did your diabetes progress in your 20s?
My suspicion is that I was a lot luckier than a lot of people, quite honestly, because it really didn't impact very dramatically on my life until certain things went wrong, and they're very memorable. The first was I was on Rapitard at the time, and I was at a boyfriend's house, and I was coming home, and I hailed a taxi, and I got into it, and I couldn't remember who I was or where I lived. And I somehow, as we, I don't know, the taxi driver must have been enormously sympathetic. He must have thought he had a madwoman in the back. But I sort of remembered bits of the address, and yes, I definitely lived in Camden. I got that far. And then I can remember vaguely recognising that I was in the right place. This was Camden Road. And somehow I got home, and realised I was hypoglycemic and ate and was okay. It wasn't long after that my flatmate came in to find me working my way through my phone book, ringing friends and telling them to fuck off. And fortunately realised that wasn't normal behaviour and rang a doctor. And I was taken into hospital where I stayed for several days and my insulin was changed. And I can't remember, but it was still animal insulin. And that wasn't very pleasant, because it reminded me that it could be pretty serious, and I did have to look after myself a bit. And I also had had in that over that time, and in no particular order, a number of very unpleasant revelations, stroke comments from other people. One of the worst things was picking up a new scientist, and I'd really quite like to track it down again because I can't quite believe it's I could have understood properly. But it said that a diabetic from diagnosis had about 20 years, and that made me 42. And I was at work, and I rang my brother up and sobbed down the phone, "I only got 20 years," and that's when I suppose I realised that I could actually die from it. It was going to stop life being exactly as it would have been if I hadn't had it, and that was very, very grim indeed. But as I've said before, I'm an enormously supportive brother, who pointed out all sorts of things like that was taken into account people who abused their diabetes, who hadn't recognised that they had it for years, all sorts.